Brothers and sisters, welcome to a reflection on Mark 7, verses 14 through 23. My name is Ben Huber. I serve as the director of programming for Damascus Catholic Mission Campus. Damascus is a place where we're working to awaken and empower and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it's so good to be here with you today. I'm so excited just to represent here on the radio what the Lord has and desires to speak to each and every one of us. But my first question is, what is your favorite food? Okay. So when I think about that question, I think about my mom's home cooking. Okay. So I'm originally from Iowa. And I love just each and every day we would have Sunday meals. And so she made these German pancakes every Sunday. And it was just an awesome experience coming home from Mass on Sunday, a time where we were able to gather together as a family around the table and just celebrate one another and celebrate and just be in communion and enjoy a good home-cooked meal. In addition to that, I loved, I was a wrestler, and so my diet was very specific. And so as far as how I would be able to maintain just good health while having an awesome experience within the sport. The statement that I want to start us off with before we go into the gospel reading here today in Mark is what we eat is truly what we're going to become. And so I want you to think about that statement of what we eat is what we become as we dig into this word. So let's just go ahead and open up in prayer. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here into this place. We welcome your presence in our hearts. We ask that you just awaken us right where we're at here this morning. I ask for new hearts here today, Lord, to see as you see, to love as you love, and to embrace your people here today. Enlighten and renew our minds here in this time. So a reading from the Gospel of Mark 7, verses 14 to 23. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. But the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home, away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile? Since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine. Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, comes evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defiled." So when I hear this reading, I'm taken back for a moment. Just all the different ways that we, as a people, you know, sometimes fall into just many, many different ways of sin. And I think, you know, looking back at that statement that I shared with you is that what we eat is what we become. Like, what are the ways in this world, in this time, in each and every day of our lives that we're eating something that actually doesn't belong to us, doesn't belong within our bodies, doesn't belong within our hearts and our minds? So I think about just the many different lies that even I come up with, come up against in an ordinary day of life that affect, you know, who I am as a person. So whether I'm, you know, a poor leader, or I'm not seeing a person well, I just, you know, it don't want to come up against the lie of like, "Oh, I'm too tired to enter into this opportunity." All these different ways in which we come up with lies. And I think when we come up with those lies, the first thing that we need to do is really surrender. We need to surrender to the voice of God in prayer in such a way that we're listening and we're abiding in his thoughts. We're listening and abiding and remaining in who he says we are. We know that our baptism, that we were washed clean, that we're made new, that we are new creations in Christ Jesus. And because of that, the Lord has given us a new heart to such a way that, you know, these different ways of the flesh, of the world, of the evil one, that we can truly respond. We can respond to this life with great zeal, with great honesty, with great integrity, that we go against all the ways in which that this gospel really isn't showing us. And one of the ways that we can bring that about is through the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We see the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and we hear that in Galatians. Awesome reading. The fruits of the Spirit being love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. What an awesome way that we get to renounce all these ways that we that are worldly, and we get to speak the fruits of the Spirit over our hearts and over our lives, knowing that we are made new creations in Christ Jesus as we surrender and listen, abide in what is the true heart, the good heart that the Lord has given us. This has been a scripture reflection here this morning on Mark 7, 14 to 23. And again, my name is Ben Huber, a missionary here at Damascus Catholic Mission Campus. To learn more about Damascus Catholic Mission Campus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless you all.